You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Praise God. Let us all stand as read our Bible verse today, Genesis 8:22. Okay, basahin po natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. As long as the earth endures seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We ask for revelation knowledge. We ask for anointing and grace from your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. I'm going to talk about the power of a seed. Ang kapangyarihan ng isang butil. The power of a seed. How many of you believe that the seed has power? Well, we'll study that today, no? The power lies in the multiplication of a seed. For the last 2 weeks, we've talked about the overflowing blessing of God, the teachings on prosperity, giving, and overflowing abundant favor and provision of the Lord. During the first week, we've talked about our generous Father. No, meron po tayong mabuti at generous, yung mapagbigay na Ama. Because God is a faithful Father, He generously provides for all of our needs. How many of you believe that? That we have a good, loving, and faithful, generous Father. And then last Sunday, we've talked about the purpose of the blessing, the purpose of God's overflow. Now, we are blessed so we can worship the God who is the source of all blessings. Na ang blessing po hindi para sa sarili natin. We're blessed to be a blessing to the nations of the world. We are blessed so we can be generous on every occasion, sabi nga sa Bible. And so today, we'll talk about the power of a seed. Ang ating pong pagbibigay ay parang katulad rin ng pagtatanim ng isang buto. And just like what God told Noah as he came out of the ark, no, remember, nagkaroon po ng pinakamalaki, pinakamahaba at pinakamataas na undoy noong unang panahon, no? Daig pa yung undoy. Ito sa atin isang linggo lang, isang buwan lang yung bahay, no? Pero noon 40 days and 40 nights umulan nang walang humpay, no? At when Noah and his family went out of the ark, no, nung wala na yung baha, God told them, no, these seasons, there's a time for everything. There's a time for planting and reaping, sowing and harvesting, winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you've got to do is, alam nyo pala yung kantang yun, ano? And so, that's what God told Noah. No, there's a time for planting and reaping, sowing and harvesting. And then here's what God told Adam at the beginning, Genesis 1:29. Ito yung sabi ni Lord, unang-una pa lang. After God created man and woman, Genesis 1:29, here's what it says. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. Okay, so lahat ng halaman o puno na namumunga, na may buto, at may prutas, ayun ang kakain, yun ang pagkain natin. No? Sino sa inyo mahilig sa prutas? Okay, mahilig kayo sa fruit, di ba? Merong mango, papaya fruit, may pineapple, merong atis, guyabano, meron ding juicy fruit. Matamis yun, no? Iba-ibang klase ng fruit. At sabi ni Lord kay Adam, itong mga halaman na to, itong puno, okay? I give you every seed-bearing plant. Merong seed yan, may buto. Kaya itatanim mo yan, mamumunga at tutubo at mamumunga para may kainin ka. And so, ibig sabihin yan, your destiny lies in the power of a seed. Pag di ka nagtanim, wala kang aanihin. Pag di ka nag-sow, you won't reap. If you don't plant, you won't have anything to harvest. And so, our destiny depends on what we sow, what we give out, what we give away. A farmer sows seeds. Ang isa pong magsasaka ay nagtatanim, naghahasik ng butil, no, sa kanyang farm. And he expects to produce a harvest. Meron bang farmer na nagtatanim tapos hinahayaan na lang niya? Bahala na yung lupa ngayon. Hindi, nag-expect siya ng harvest. Kung prutas man yan o mga vegetables, he is expecting a harvest. So good seeds produce a good harvest. Ano man itanim mo, not just in agriculture, no? But in your studies, pag nagtanim ka, if you sow seeds of diligence, And hard work in your studies, pagdating ng exam, you will reap a high grade, a high score. Kasi may tinanim ka, may anihin ka. You will retain. If you are saving in the bank or investment, meron kang aanihin, meron kang huhugutin pagdating ng if there's a financial need. If you need money for tuition or medical expenses or anything else that you need. And I could think of how God blessed our household helper, no? Si Aling Cora. She is the one who took care of our second son, si EG. But you know what happened to Aling Cora, no? Because she was a faithful and hardworking woman, God blessed her and her family. Her family was adopted by a congressman in Rizal. Kaya lahat ng all of her children were sent to school, okay, funded by the pork barrel. Okay? So hindi po masama ang pork. And God is so good to her. God repaid her for the seeds of goodness and faithfulness she has sown to our family. In my victory group last Thursday night, no? Sino po sa inyo member na ng victory group or small group? Raise your hands. Alright, kung di pa kayo kasali, you can be part of a victory group. Just approach any one of us after the service. And one of the single men told us, no, na binless daw siya ni Lord kasi nagsasama siya, kasali siya sa 10 days short-term mission trip, 14 days actually, sa papadala natin sa Every Nation Macau and sa China, no? And nagbigay lang siya ng isang pares. He just sold a pair of leather shoes to one of his small group member, and God repaid him kung ano yung nire-raise siyang amount sa more than $1,000, no? For the 14 days mission trip, God provided more than what he needed. So sumobra pa. Ganun rin. And isa ring single man, sabi niya, God blessed him with a new job from a call center. He was hired in HP because he sowed seeds, financial seeds, to the missions team na pupunta sa China. And so what you sow, you will reap. And there are, this works in positive, in negative. Kaya tulad niya nung, kung negative naman ang sinusow mo, okay, kung ang pinaplant mo, tinatay mo naman ang kasamaan, panliling lang, panloloko, babalik rin sa iyon. Nakasakay na ba kayo ng isang taxi na yung driver eh medyo may kasamang kalabit, ano, may hinuhugot? Yung napikit ka lang sandali eh, nag-click na kagad, nadagdagan na kagad yung metro sa taxi. Yung mabilis umandar. Dalawa yung metro niya, yung sa speedometer, saka yung sa taxi meter. Mabilis. Kaya, minsan, yung isang taxi driver, na kwento ko sa kanya, alam mo, minsan, nakakasakay akong taxi na yung madugas yung driver. Huwag kang mag-alala, sir. Alam nyo, kilala ko yung mga nangyari dun sa mga yun. Yung iba sa kanila, na-aksidente, mga na-hold up. Naku, kawawa po sila, sir. Ganun. So, ano pa yung sinow nila, ano may tinanim nila, bumabalik rin. And that's why there are three, I'm gonna share to you today, the three laws of financial harvest. Tatlong batas ng pinansyal na pag-ani. You know, a law is an established principle. Okay? Well, you can depend on a law to work anytime, everywhere, to anyone. No? When you give financially, the Bible likens it to sowing seeds. No? Just as there are seeds or laws that govern crops, no, in agriculture, sowing and reaping, the same way. These are the laws that govern financial seed sowing and financial harvest. Here's the first law. Number one, you reap what you sow. Everybody say, you reap what you sow. Okay, ang anumang tinanim natin, yun din ang aanihin natin. Galatians 6, 7, and 8 says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Okay, so anumang itaninim mo, yun din ang anihin mo. Kung tinanim mo yung kasamaan, ay makaka-ani ka ng pagkasira, no? Destruction. The one who sows, pag ang gusto mo ay i-please to make the Lord happy, then you will reap eternal life. And so when we reap the same kind as we sow, if a farmer sows rice, pag siya nagtanim ng palay, ay aani siya ng palay. Hindi siya aani ng wheat or corn or potato. In the same way, if you want to reap blessings, then you have to sow or plant blessings. If you want to reap friendliness or kindness, then you have to be kind and friendly to other people. No, wag tayong masungit, wag tayong medyo pikon, o wag tayong medyo na nanlalait o nanchichismis ng iba, naninira ng ibang tao. We sow positive things. And so this law is works not just in harvest or in agriculture, but in giving. Like last Wednesday in our pastor's meeting, Pastor Ariel shared to us her daughter just received 100% scholarship from the National University of Singapore. So lahat sagot ng NU sa Singapore, no? College education. At because several years ago, naalala ni Pastor Ariel, he and his wife, Shirley, our pastors in Victory, Alabang, no? They've been sowing, they've been giving allowance to dun sa pamangkin ni Shirley. They've been giving allowance to the niece of Shirley. And so, this allowance that they've been sowing produced a harvest of full scholarship. Okay? You reap what you sow. The second law is you reap more than what you sow. Let's say that. You reap more than what you sow. Tayo aani ng mas higit pa sa ating itinanim. That's what happened to the widow at Zarephath. Elijah, the prophet, was so hungry. And he asked this woman, ako'y kuhaw at gutom na, pwede bang bigyan ng isang basong tubig at isang pandesal? Sabi ng widow, nung balo, Prophet Elijah, I'm sorry, konti na lang ang oil, yung langis at saka arena dito sa jug, tapayan, no? At pero here's what Elijah said. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid, go home and do as you have said, but first make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For it is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land. She went away and did as Elijah had told her, so there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. Imagine that, sa panahon ng taggutom, in a time of drought, no, God used a poor widow to supply food to Elijah, his servant, and not only for Elijah, but for the widow herself and her son, her family. Why? Because she obeyed the word of the Lord. She obeyed God's command. She stepped out in faith. No, kahit na walang-wala na siya, konti na lang, yun na yung huling supply niya, magugutom at they will expire na raw, sabi niya. But yet, she obeyed. And that's why there was an overflow of provision. Tuloy-tuloy yung supply. Hindi na ubos. Umapaw. She reaped more than what she sowed. And so, reaping more than what we sow is evident, no, in agriculture. Katulad po ng pag nagtanim po kayo ng mais, diba? Kung yung isang butil ng mais, one kernel of corn, alam nyo ba yung kernel of corn? Kernel, yung mababa sa general yun eh, alam ko eh. Kernel of corn, diba? Will produce one corn stalk, isang tanim, no? Ay isang stalk ng corn, tatlong, 3 ears of corn. And these 3 ears of corn will produce, the average ear of corn will produce 250 kernels, so that a single kernel of corn will yield a 750% increase. So hindi lamang 100%, 750% increase. Okay, so imagine nyo, parang yung itatanim nyo, bibigay nyo kay Lord, isusow nyo, o sa ibang tao, it can produce a 750%. The harvest is always greater than the seed planted. That's what Jesus taught in Matthew 13:8. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Okay, so this seed, the same seed, fell on good soil. Pero iba-iba ng harvest. Merong 30, 60, 100. Anong kaibahan nun? Because iba-iba nga ng good soil, iba-iba nga ng lupain. Ano? At ganun rin po yung puso natin. Our hearts are like soil. And that's why the more fertile, the more obedient your heart is to God, the more harvest it will yield. The more faithful you are, the more faith you have, the more God will prosper you. Pastor Joseph Bonifacio, one of the executive director of our LifeBox Campus Ministry, the national director, now shared to us yung testimony niya of how God provided for his wedding. Several months before his wedding to Rica Peralejo, si Carla, Pastor Joseph was worried about how his wedding will proceed because he was still short of a lot of money. No? Alam nyo ba, pag kinasal kayo ngayon, ang budget ngayon is about a half million na, no? Pastor Mark? 400 to 500,000. So, mga singles really got to pray hard and work hard and save hard. You know? And be wise in your finances. And so, several months before his wedding, Joseph, parang nag-warning siya. He's praying hard. And so, he prayed, Lord, provide for my wedding. And so, he received two envelopes. Shortly after that, he received one envelope containing a 10,000 and one 5,000. But since 15,000 is still short of the budget for his wedding, still way below his budget, he decided to sow it away, to give it away to other people. And at the Victory Fort, yung isang nag-work na EGSI, yung mga tumutulong po sa atin sa maintenance, nakausap niya yung kaka-resign lang, naghahanap pa ng trabaho. And so, okay, huwag ka na mag-alala. So, Joseph gave her, okay, kunin mo na lang to, yung envelope. Binigay niya yung 10,000. And then later on, Joseph found out that one of the campus ministers, one of the campus staff, just lost her cell phone. And so nag-relationship siya money, pakabili uli ng panibagong cell phone. Okay, why don't you just take this? He gave her the second envelope, the 5,000. You know what? After Joseph sowed that seed, those two seeds, you know, somebody gave him a check that covers more than his wedding, what his expenses of wedding reception niya. Okay? You'll reap more than what you sow. How many of are excited now to give? Come on. So if God can do it for Joseph, He can do it for you. God does not show favoritism. Amen. So here's the third law. You reap later than what you sow. Everybody say that. You reap later than what you sow. Okay? We reap in a different season sa susunod na panahon na tayo nagtanim. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. It says there, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Okay? Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Do good or give. Be generous to other people. And that's why we have to respect the reaping, the time of sowing, the time between sowing and reaping. Hindi po instant harvest. Marami ngayon, may mga instant noodle, instant coffee, instant pancake, di ba? So, but we reap later than what we sow. And that's why rice, no? Pag nagtanim ka ng pala, it will take 3 months. If you plant a mango seed, no? It will take about 5 to 8 years before it becomes a mango tree. And so there's a time, there's a proper time. You don't have to force it. Hindi porke nagbigay ka ng Sunday, bukas, Lunes, may magbe-bless na sa'yo. Although, that would be a miracle, ano? Pwede rin yon. But normally, there's a season or a time between sowing and reaping. And Pastor Jure told us this story, his testimony of faith. No? 10 years ago, year 2000, Pastor Jure sowed, tinanim niya yung kanyang classic 1978 Ford Escort. Sabi niya sa akin, tinext ko siya eh, anong kulay ng Ford Escort niya? Nandiyan ba yung Ford Escort? At sabi niya, kulay red daw. Pero according to others, kulay kalabaw. And so, tinanim niya yung Ford Escort na kotse, Ford Escort, at sa isang pastor din, sa Iloilo. Nung pastor pa si Pastor Jure. And then, for one month, nag-commute lang yung pamilya niya. Okay? Tricycle, jeep, at... But 1 month after he sold his car, another pastor, a businessman pastor, Pastor Adrian, gave Pastor Jure a Ford Fiso. Alam niyo Ford Fiso? Ford F-150. Oh, parang Ford Fiso yan eh. Oh, Ford F-150. At si Pastor Adrian na nagbigay kay Pastor Jure ay umani rin, nag-harvest din siya. He was able to buy a second-hand, slightly used Ford Expedition. Only 20,000 kilometers mileage. At a lower price. Okay, so sowing and reaping, you reap what you sow. You reap more than what you sow. You reap later than what you sow. And here's a principle in 2 Corinthians 9:10. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your harvest for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Okay, so God, sabi dito, He supplies seed, buto, butil, to the sower, sa magtatanim, and bread for food. Bread for food, sa kakainin natin. Okay, so dalawang klase po yung sinusupply, binibigay ni Lord. Seed for the sower, and bread for food, bread for the eater. Okay, yung itatanim na buto, at saka yung kakainin natin tinapay. So that means, the money, the resources that we have in our wallet, in your account today, it's for your food, for your provision, for your daily needs, daily necessities. Okay? At the same time, binibigyan tayo ni Lord ng seed to sow. And that's why you don't eat your seed. Okay? You gather, you reserve your best seed. Katulad po ng isang farmer, he looks for the best seed, yung kukunin yung pinakamataas, pinakamatabang na pananim, yung buto doon, yun yung kukunin niya, isa-set aside niya doon para itatanim niya. So that for the planting season. And that's why God multiplies the seed that we sow. And so we can give, you can give in your to the Lord, no? Through your tithes and offering. The tithes is the first 10%. May nagtanong nga, is the tithe the gross or the net? From the net or from the gross? Depende kung saan mo gustong mabless. Gusto mo bang mabless sa net or sa gross of your income? Saan mo gustong parte mabless? Okay, so, and then and after the first 10%, that starts your offering. And that's why yung offering po natin, you can give to the church, you can give to, we give to Real Life Foundation, we give to our missions, okay? Part na yun ng offering nyo. But the main point that I want to share to you today is God causes an overflow from the seed that we sow. The more you give to God, the more seed that you sow, the more harvest that you will reap. And God will cause an overflow. In other words, God multiplies the seed that you sow to meet the need that you have. Kung meron kang pangangailangan sa pera, then you have to sow money for your need. If you need money for tuition, then you bless someone, a relative who needs an allowance or tuition. That's what we do with my wife. Sa family na, we support yung relatives niya sa Pangasinan. And God is always faithful to provide for our needs. God causes an overflow. Here's what, remember, there was a multitude, 5,000 people who were hungry after hearing for many hours at the teaching of Jesus. Saan kayong kukuha ng pagkain para pakainin tong libu-libong tao? Sabi ni Andrew, meron pong bata dito. Meron siyang tinapay at isda, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Alam niyo ba yung pangalan ng bata? Ang pangalan niya, Boy. Okay, here's a boy who has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Okay? And so binigay ni Boy, no? Yung kanyang baon, yung lunch niya. Hindi niya kinain. Sinow niya yung seed ng lunch niya, yung pagkain niya. And what did Jesus do? He multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed the 5,000. Jesus caused an overflow to feed the multitudes of people. That's the same thing with what God can do with your life, with what you can give to Him or to other people. God can multiply that seed that you're sowing. You'll be blessed more than what you sow because God, we can never outgive God. He's our source. He's our faithful provider, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide. And that's why we don't have to worry. If you have a need, then sow a seed. The answer is in the seed. We're always... Oftentimes, we are need-minded. But God, our Father, is a seed-minded God. And that's why this is the principle of sowing and reaping. If you sow, you will reap. You will reap more than what you sow. And you will reap later than what you sow. And that's why, remember, let's just remember, God causes an overflow out from the seed that we sow. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today. Help us to be generous sowers. Help us to be generous on every occasion, not just to you, Lord, here in this church, but to other people around us. Bless us so we can be a blessing. I pray for your prosperity, for your hand of blessing to be upon your people today. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.